Wanted to make a slightly different video going over something that I saw on Reddit. Basically, the discussion point is whether or not infidelity and cheating count as abuse. So let me read this real quick. The title is "I recommend everyone to leave if there is abuse, but not over an affair." And then they dive into their story. I had my first therapy appointment. Overall, things went well. I was nervous because this person doesn't have any infidelity-related trauma certifications, but they do have their doctorate in psychology. Side note, people who have doctors can still be really dumb. But back to their story, they say, toward the end of our session, they made the comment in the title, which again is, "I recommend everyone to leave if there is abuse, but not over an affair," which is kind of implying that one is not the other. Abuse isn't an affair, and an affair is not abuse. They say, "I've been thinking about it since then, and it bothers me they said that. Having an affair is absolutely abuse. The lying, gaslighting, manipulation, loss of agency and consent to make decisions about one's sexual health, mental anguish inflicted on betrayed individuals isn't abusive. How the F is it not abuse? It is one of the most painful things I've ever experienced, and it wasn't an oopsie. It was goddamn intentional, and my spouse chose to do what he did. I don't want to just say forget it after only one session, but it's really bothering me if this is their point of view. Thoughts?" So I have a couple of thoughts. I'll chime in. I didn't leave any comments on there, but figured I'd just make a video about it because it's kind of interesting. First, to just give the person the benefit of the doubt, the person with the doctorate in psychology, is they may have had the chance already to hear the story, and they may have concluded that it wasn't abusive in the sense of on the same level as physical abuse. That still is not a great way to word that or explain that, but my guess is that might be what they were talking about. However, if they did hear the story and they heard about the gaslighting, the manipulation, the lying, and the deceit, and all the things that just typically go into most affairs, and they're still saying, "Oh no, that's not abusive. That's just as the Redditor phrased it, an oopsie," then yeah, that is a really, really dumb person, a really dumb psychologist, and I recommend finding someone who, frankly, just has common sense. They mentioned at the beginning something about infidelity-related trauma certifications, and those are nice to have. However, I mean, just someone that understands trauma really should be more than enough to understand that infidelity, it's not at the as of present, it's not currently classified as like an official form of trauma. You'll see people mention PISD, post-infidelity stress disorder. Like that's not like an officially recognized term yet. But anybody that understands just how trauma in general works and complex trauma can see that 99.9% of the time, it definitely is a form of abuse. So, yeah, to this Redditor, I hope that you find somebody else who is a little bit more intelligent, a little bit more empathetic, and who can help you and your partner get through this.